Hello, this is John Martin. I'm an international, visionary, intuitive healer. Today, you're going to listen to Believe and Act Anthem, Angel Shines, and Ave Maria, three songs that I heard while I was seeing angels and archangels flying and singing around me. Then, you will listen to my chapter 4 of my book, Become Who You Are. The title is Face Your Fears. Enjoy the listening. You can contact me on johnmartinhealer.com and also on my Facebook page, John Martin Healer. Have a great time. Take care. Bye-bye. Become Who You Are, Chapter 4, Face Your Fears. When I was a kid, my worst fear was to go to hospital and to feel those spirits touching me, touching my body. It was just like so disgusting. I couldn't go there. They were just talking to me always. As you grow up, those fears become others. They change. They change name. But there are always fears. When I was a kid, I was so afraid to go down the cellar or down the caves because I could feel also those spirits trapped there, not being able to get out from here. I could see their face. I could see their hands. And I was scared. Later, when I start to perceive so much that even my own body was getting tired and getting sick, and that I had to lay down on the bed for days, weeks or months, just because I was just like a sponge. At that time, my fears were to try to find a job or to try to find a girlfriend or a woman that would understand me that way. Soon, those fears become to not to know if I would be able to have children one day, because I didn't want them to see me like this. And my fear was to know if one day I would just be able to go through this and not be sick. Not to have to lay down on the bed and just not to move for months. And of course, my fears would not be complete without talking about lack. I was afraid of lacking of time, lacking of money. Even when I was millionaire, I had the fear of not having enough money to raise up my kids. And that was one of the reasons why I didn't want to have any. Well, now you know my worst fears. I guess as soon as we know our fears, as soon as we name them, I guess they're already not part of us anymore. Just like a weight that you just take it out of you, and you just watch from outside, saying, huh, this is interesting. Those are my fears. You can name them, you can write them down.
Well, through that message that I got in March 2010 in Lourdes, my guides made me experience so many different things that made me face my fears. I had to go through this in order to become who I am. I had to face my fears, my worst fears. So yes, they made me reach my limits to the borders of my fears. When we think about miracles, we always think about someone else. We always think about a wonderful life where miracles happen in a wonderful land far away from us. Well, this is not true. Miracles happen every day in our daily lives. For normal people, just like you and me, normal ones. What makes the difference is that for some of us, we are able to perceive them. Just because we follow the guidances, just because we follow the signs. Doing this, we are able to face our fears. Our fears are related to our limits. What are the limits that you just set for yourself? What do you feel acceptable of being your limit? Do you think you can't run more than 3 hours? Do you think that you just can't walk for more than 10 hours? You might think that you need rest after 10 days of work, following each other. I had to face a lot of fears. One day, my guides will ask me to organize a contest for the one who will, in a few days, just collect the most stamps on the windows of shops for this non-profit Believe and Act. I was supposed to do and run this contest for 3 days. After the first day, those people were just gathering and gathering more and more stamps, and they were ready for the next day, and they just double or triple their team. And I would know that I will soon not have enough money. At that time, I was renting an apartment in Narbonne in the south of France. And I knew that couldn't afford both of them. And I had to make a choice. Either I would go on with this contest, either I would keep that apartment that I was renting. Believe me, at that time you have a lot of fears that come. I did it. I said, well, we keep going for the second day. Numbers were just getting huge on the second day. And on the morning on the third day, one person had created a team of 15 people. And that one was only 17 years old. That day, I understood that no matter our fears, we have to go for what we believe in, because this entices others to reach their own limits. That kid is only 17 years old, and he was already managing 15 people during 3 different cities at the same time. I could have stopped the game, but I did not. Well, the total of all those 3 days ended up to be 1 year of rent of my apartment. At the end of the month, my guides will tell me to just leave that apartment, take all my stuff, and put it in a storage where I used to be renovating apartments. And that's what I did. And they also asked me to sleep there in the storage. And the winter was only starting. And I will do it. Even one night, when I was sleeping there, it was so cold, I had to sleep with my clothes on, gloves, something on my head. And one night when I was coming good to bed, I would see a rat just passing by me. And I would say, well, I'm tired, I need to sleep. Believe me, your fears just change from one stage to another. Some people might be afraid of the rat. Some people might be afraid of the cold. I was just afraid of not being able to sleep enough, because on the next day I had to wake up early. The level of our fears just change related to the conditions in which we live in. Related to the purpose we have of our life. Our fears change. It's related to the level of consciousness of who we are, of what our mission is. And to whom we identify ourselves. As you wish to identify yourself to the highest of yourself, there are so many things you just don't care about. Because you want to go further. And of course, on your way, there would be many people who won't understand what you're doing. But as long as it makes sense for you, then you know that you're on your path. Yes, we're talking about fears. Each year, I go in Lourdes in March for the anniversary of that first message that I got. And that day in 2012, I had barely no money to go to Lourdes. And all my friends will tell me, don't go. Come on, just stop being silly. Just stop it. I said, no, I have to go. I feel I have to go. I can't stop now. Even if I have to hitchhike, I will go there. Because that's part of my mission. I would never end it. I looked in my pocket and I had barely enough to put gas in my car. That was it. I had no more money. And I didn't even know if I would be able to make it with the gas. Well, a friend of mine gave me a sandwich so I could eat on the way. I put half the money I had in the gas to go there, hoping that would be enough so I would be able to put the rest to get back. Doing this, I had only €4, so let's say $5. Left in my pocket. And as soon as I went to Lourdes, I made it. I made it. It was a three, four hours ride, and I had just enough money to go there, and the lights were just already highlighting, telling me that my tank was getting empty as soon as I reached that town of Lord. Well, that was the first miracle. And many of us would not see it as, but I knew it was. During the night when I woke up, just before taking the road, my guides will tell me that miracles will happen today. And they only told me this after I decided that I was going to Lord. See how they are tricky. So I thought that was that miracle. And I was so thankful that I made it. When I got there, they will tell me, in your pocket you've got 2 coins. One coin with a Believe in Act sticker on it, and one with not. You're going to take one of those coins in your pocket. The coin that you're going to get to take out is the coin with that Believe in Act sticker. So I did put my hand in my pocket. The coin that I took had a Believe in Act sticker on it. And I was surprised. Then there was a poster that was just highlighting, so I went close to it and I looked at it. And it was saying, it was in Lord, and it said, miracles happen when you believe in it. I cried. Then they will tell me, you're going to walk and you're going to pass that bridge. And on that bridge, there will be someone that's going to beg. And you're going to give him that coin. We're only talking about 2 euros. But at that time, I was going to give that man half of what I had left. Isn't that crazy? Guess what? On that bridge, I will find a man sitting there, begging and looking at me. And I will give that coin to him, looking straight in his eyes and smiling to him. And I would see that light in his eyes. There is also one thing I have to tell you. Well, that morning, when I dressed up in that storage just before taking the road, they will tell me to put that clothes on that I had with that hood and to wear it. To wear that hood as soon as I would be in Lord. And I will do it. The funny thing is, I never wear that thing for years. I had this, but it's like 5 years I never wore it. And they will tell me to put it that day. After I passed that bridge, I was walking. And there is that gate just at the entrance of that sanctuary. That gate that surrounds the park of the sanctuary. And they will tell me, stand in front of that gate. Open your heart. Open your hands. And just wait. So I had my two arms just unfold, widely open, and I was waiting. I didn't know what I was waiting. I was just waiting because my guides would tell me I was to wait. What fear was I facing at that time? Well, I guess being ridiculous. And I would do it. And suddenly they will tell me, take off your hood and just walk in. As soon as I did it, we could feel hail, H-A-I-L, dropping from the sky. You know, it's not snow, it's hard snow. I don't know how you say it in English. I think it's H-A-I-L. And I was crying. This happened just at that precious time when I get in. I was so thankful for this. I will walk through the park and then they will tell me to stop. And I was stopping just looking at Maria statue in the park. And they would tell me, look at her. As soon as I was doing it, the sky opened. The sky opened itself. It was not raining and nor ice anymore coming from the sky. And the clouds were just open, just like in the movie, you know. Part of the clouds go left, part of the clouds go right, and the sun came through it. To Maria, including me where I was, just right there, making a halo, a circle around us. I couldn't name this. I was just like, wow. Then I was facing that church, heading toward that church, and they would just tell me, align yourself just in front of that church, and I would do it. And there were two doors to get in that church. One on the left, one on the right. And I will have one door that will highlight on the right. And I was looking at it, heading to it. And I don't know how it's possible, but I guess they put a mechanism in order to make those doors open by themselves. And I was far away from the door yet. And that door opened on the right. There was no one coming in or coming out. But at that time I was too far from that door for me being able to do it. As soon as I went in through that door, there is a sign on the right side that I lighted, and I had to look at it. It was written, "Wish and you will get it." I would cry again. Then they will ask me to walk through that church, go right in front to the first benches, and just knee down in the alley. And kiss the floor 3 times. Still being on my knees. Then they will tell me to open my hands, my arms, and to just look at the ceiling. Still being on my knees. And I will do it. And I would see a wall painting on the ceiling of Maria's face. I've been many times in that church and I never looked up, never saw that there was that painting on the ceiling. And when I looked at her, I saw her face changing, and she smiled to me. You can't imagine what that means to me. So I would cry. I would stand up, and then they would tell me to get out of the church. And just before I got out of the church, they would tell me, there was that machine that you could buy, just like kind of medals. And it had to be €2 to buy it. That was the last money I had. My last coin. That was my last money. During so many months I've been working, not even earning one penny, not even asking for one penny. That was my last coin. Out of all that project. And I was to buy a medal. And I would buy that medal of Lourdes for €2. And I would just have that medal in my hand, and that was the only thing I had. And then, as I was walking outside, they would tell me to buy a candle with that coin. That candle was 5 euros, and I had only one medal in my head. And I would tell them, I don't have any money for that. They would tell me, put that medal instead of that coin. And they would tell me, and I would tell them, well, I bought it for 2 euros. And it's 5 euros. And they will tell me, do it. So I would take and buy it with that medal. Then I will walk to that grotto with that candle. And then they will tell me, okay, now you're going to light that candle and you're going to make a wish for all those people. So I light that candle. I made that wish for helping others. And then it was cold. They would tell me, put your hands on top of the candle. And as I was putting my hands on top of the candle, just not even 1 second later, that candle fell down in my hands. I was surprised of it. And they would tell me, well, okay, put that candle, just fix it. And I would do it. And I would be praying again. And suddenly they would tell me, put your hands on top of the candle again because it's getting cold. Warm your hands. As soon as I would put my hands on top of the candle, not even touching the candle, that candle fell down on my hands again for the second time. At that time, there were people behind me who were saying, look at this, it's happening the second time. As soon as he puts his hands on top of the candle falls down in his hands. And my guides will tell me, just don't turn around. Put back that candle and pray again. And I will do it. Then, not even 30 seconds later, my guides will tell me, put your hands on top of the candle. And I will do it. Not even 1 second later, for the third time, that candle fell down on my hands. And this time they will tell me, now, take that candle and put that candle on the left with the other candles. And as I looked on my left, all the candles were there, were just like so huge candles. And where I had my candle, there was no other candles. And huge candles, I mean, like 100-pound candles. And I had to put my candle there with the other ones. When I was praying, I had the vision of a man that I know in France, and many others also. Many other people, all those faces came to me. And then my guides will tell me, now get back in your car and just drive back. I didn't eat, I didn't at lunch anything. And as I was outside of the town, then they will tell me, okay, now you stop there, you park there. There was only one place available for my car to park, close to the highway. And they will tell me, now open your telephone and you look at your mails. I did it. And at the same time, I was having that vision of that man and I prayed for him. I received a mail at the same time telling me that he was thinking of me and he was hoping that everything was fine for me. And I cried. All that story to tell you that one miracle added to another one makes us believe more and more that as soon as we are on our path, no matter the challenges, no matter what happens, all the energy that we put in it, as long as we are on our path, believe me, there are forces acting that help us to overcome our fears and to become who we are.